What up, what up? This is your homeboy XP. I'm keeping it real. As always, I want to wish everyone a happy Thursday. I hope everyone's turning up and having a good day. Today's topic is brushing your teeth. You know who you are out there. You need to stop getting in people's faces with that raunchy ass breath. And just go brush your teeth, man. Like, I know folks can relate to this. I mean, I know some of you guys had a manager, you work and they walk up to you, breath smelling like shit mixed with baby diapers, rotten eggs, etc. And you want to tell them that they have bad breath, but, you just don't want to get fired because you need the money or something. So, what you should do, just they're not working, or your manager's off one day, or whoever the person who has bad breath is not working, just hand them a piece of toothpaste and some toothbrush. Set it on their desk. Make sure they're safe, make sure they know. You know what I'm saying? Let it be known. Don't be so loud about it, but just keep it on the low, you feel me? We ain't got time for this shitty ass breath, man. I swear. Shit's getting so crazy, man. Motherfuckers know they breath stink, but still wanna talk to you. They know. I just don't know why they so brave enough to walk up to you and just talk knowing their breath stink. It just don't make no sense. And they try to act like their breath don't stink. Like, motherfucker, just get you some chewing gum or something. We're Americans, we getting tired of this shit. You're getting tired of some of you people who don't brush your teeth and your breath stinking, and this shit's not cool. Just please, if it's serious, you brush your teeth and you chew gum and that don't help, that means you got something serious, and go to the dentist and get some attention. That shit's not cool. I mean, we live in America. We don't live in a fucking cave. You have access to dentists and stores where you can get toothbrushes and toothpaste. Like, come on, folks. I'm tired of smelling that shitty breath. Breath smell like butt cheeks, Make no sense. That's why, I remember in school, people used to, in school, I know y'all folks remember in school. Y'all wasn't scared enough to tell they breath stink and stuff. And they call it bullying. We call it keeping it real. Go brush your teeth. And females, it's unattractive for a female to have stinking breath, which is rare, but still, there's a few out there. So please, man, the topic of the day is just brush your teeth, please. You can save a life by brushing your teeth, I promise you. You won't kill your grandma from the smell, you won't cause a huge ass contamination problem. Just please, folks, brush your teeth. This is XP telling you, please. Like, this has to end. This really has to end, folks. I can't say it enough. I can't say it enough. The key word is brush your teeth. That's all you need to do. And I swear to you, you'll live a long lasting life and you'll keep all your teeth as an old person. There's some old people out there who still got teeth. Just a few, just a small, but please, we can't do it no more. Trump's in office, breath stink. We ain't playing no more. If your breath stink, we're gonna tell you, we're not gonna be scared. We're definitely gonna tell you, so beware people out there who don't brush their teeth. We got you. And don't get offended. Just know that we helping you if we tell you your breath stink. That's all, we're just helping you. Not trying to hurt your feelings, we're just trying to help you. So if you try to meet your significant other, they won't be like, damn, I can't talk to you because your breath smell like shit. I'm just trying to help you, XP, just trying to help you, If you want to know why you're arguing so much, check your breath. Because sometimes if you do have a spouse, they get tired of telling your breath stink. And you keep going in their face and talking, it's going to keep causing more problems. So I'm trying to help you out. This is XP. And I'm out, keeping it real.